Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. The goal of life is transforming union with God, but don't try to do this on your own. Jesus wants to live in you and through you so that you can really live as a son or daughter of God, so that you can live virtuously. But God made you intelligent and free, so we have to use our mind and our freedom to learn and practice the virtues. And that's what we're going to do in this next series of rosary meditations. But it's also the next step to preparing for our consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary on May 13th, the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. Now, when we talk about the kind of people we want to be, one of the clearest ways to explain it is to talk about virtue. Virtue is the perfection of the human being by perfecting the way we act. Human beings are designed in such a way that our character is expressed in our action, and then our action shapes our character. In other words, what we do is connected with the kind of people we become. So a virtuous person is a person with good character, and that good character is confirmed and perfected by virtuous actions. All right, but then what's a simple definition of virtue? A virtue is a good action we turn into a habit that becomes a stable character trait by which we do the good quickly, easily, and joyfully. And this is what the saints show us best of all, that it is possible to be a person who has the habit, who naturally does the right thing and enjoys doing it. In other words, having virtue is what makes you good and happy. So it's the goal of human nature to become virtuous. But how do we become virtuous? How do we get virtue? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first step to acquiring virtue is to realize we don't have it yet. A lot of times, We don't do the right thing, and what's worse, we don't even want to. Sometimes, even when we do manage to do the right thing, we don't enjoy it. Obviously, it's honorable and sometimes even heroic to do the right thing when you don't want to, but that's not actually virtue yet. A virtue is when you like being kind and chaste and humble and generous and considerate and courageous and prayerful and moderate in your speech. And it's where you don't like bragging or complaining or criticizing or lusting or being slothful. So the first thing to realize is most of us have a long way to go. But don't get discouraged, because all that means is we're beginners. And it's always tough when you start. But again, that brings us back to the question. How do we start to acquire virtue, especially when we don't even want to? How do we get to the point where being good is so easy that it comes naturally and we enjoy it? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Becoming virtuous is like gaining any skill, like the skills of learning a foreign language, or learning to play piano, or even shooting a basketball. Now, when you begin a foreign language, it's not easy. It's not very much fun. You have a hard time making sense of anything. Why does everything have to be a masculine and a feminine? And how many words do they need for the? And whenever you try to talk in a new language, you sound really, well, silly. You can't even make childish, simple sentences without mistakes. And you spend all your time trying not to screw up. That's why so many people, especially English,
Point made.
That's why so many of us just give up, because we're hardly fluent in English, let alone some other language. It's hard. Feels artificial, restrictive, unpleasant. But those of us who have stuck with it, doesn't include me, you actually become fluent in a foreign language. And you know what a transformative thing that is. How you can think in another language, read literature, in another language, make jokes. You actually dream in other languages. You know, Teresa, that after Sarah had spent so much time studying German, when she had her wisdom teeth pulled, she came out of anesthesia speaking German, and the doctor had to come out and get me and ask me what she was saying. I said, I don't speak German.
I'm surprised they weren't like, it's a miracle. Did she speak this before?
I tried to tell them that, but they didn't believe me. This is a difficulty. But it's the same thing with learning to play an instrument. You can relate to this, Teresa. You know, like piano. You have to start by holding your hands like you're a menace to society. And there are these weird little black dots, and you have to learn that every good boy does fine and do drills that sound awful. It's uncomfortable, and it has nothing to do with the music you like. You're lucky you can even play Mary Had a Little Lamb. And then again, you just spend all your time and effort trying not to make mistakes. But if you stick with it, what a superpower it is to play music beautifully, to be able to have the music of the great composers that just pass through the air, coming magically out of your fingertips. Then you even get to the point where you can compose your own music. Now you have real freedom with this skill. But the point is, it's worth it. It's worth it to commit to certain skill sets that can change your life. That's what virtue is. Only here, it's the skill set for happiness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So when we look at learning piano or a foreign language, we see there's a world of difference between beginners and those who have the skill. Beginners find the whole process artificial, unnatural, arbitrary, restrictive, and unpleasant, and then spend their energy mostly trying not to make mistakes. But if you stick with the program, if you persevere, you'll find that you become freer, more able to do things you would never have imagined. And it's almost like a superpower, and it makes you happier. Now notice what people say about the church's moral teachings. Notice the criticism the outside world makes. They say the church's rules are, drumroll, arbitrary and restrictive and unnatural and unpleasant and that it's focused on avoiding doing the wrong thing. There are all these thou shalt nots, they say. Well, what does that show? Does it show that there's something wrong with the church's program? No. It just shows that these people are beginners in acquiring virtue. But if they commit to the program and stick with it, they can become excellent humans. They can become saints. Now, even worldly people are forced to acknowledge the amazing example of the saints, the astonishing goodness and happiness of Mother Teresa and Saint Francis and John Paul II. And these saints are just those who have stuck with the program until they have advanced to the point of having virtue. And that's what we should all be doing. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Okay, we're launching out on this plan to gain virtue, but what can we do each day? What would be something simple we could do each day? Or at least often. First, receive Jesus in the Eucharist as often as you can. Why? Well, he's the goal of life. We want to be united with him. And only he can give you the divine life, and he wants to come and live through you. You know, if Jesus is living through you, it's going to be a lot easier to live virtue. So receive Jesus as often as you can in the Eucharist. Then second, every day, think about the way God wants you to live. Think about the virtues in daily meditation, like we are right now in the Rosary. Think about it. Third, just make a decision, a resolution, to practice some good action that day. Remember, a virtue is when we turn a good action into a habit. So if every day you're coming forth from your meditation with some good action to practice, you're going to turn it into a habit. So it's very simple. Receive Jesus as often as you can. Think about the way God wants you to live in meditation, and then practice a resolution. Practice some good action flowing from your meditation. Just do that every day. and you will become virtuous. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I had a great experience last night. You don't know what I did, do you?
I have no idea what you did.
There's a father, his name is Trig, and his adult son, whose name is Nils.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't those great names?
Where are they from?
Heck if I know.
Okay.
You mean what's their country of origin?
Where the name is from.
They're from New Jersey.
You know, that would check out. I don't know much about New Jersey.
But anyway, they gather a group of family and friends every Monday night on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think they use Google Meetings
mm-hmm.
for friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. And they've done 100 Monday nights in a row.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. So they invited me last night and I was so impressed with these people because I love their format. One of them will welcome everybody and they'll kind of get caught up a little bit
mm-hmm.
and then they'll share prayer intentions and then they don't listen to the podcast. They take the transcript and he reads
mm-hmm.
the meditation, then they pray and then he reads it and then they pray and then they get done and they just talk. And there were people from all over the country
mm-hmm.
on this gathering together for the rosary. They do it every Monday night for it, and it only takes 45 minutes. I just thought that was so wonderful. So I told them that was actually the dream.
Yeah.
That everybody needs a small group of family and friends with whom to share their life and share their faith.
Mm-hmm.
That nobody can make it alone. You know, you take a an ember out of the fire and place it on the side, it'll get cold. But if that ember stays in the fire with the other embers, it stays hot. So I know we have people out there doing this, and I really commend you, but I encourage everyone, ask Our Lady to show you who to invite, and then invite them and make it a habit of doing it on a regular basis, once a week. Something very simple, but just come together in person or virtually. Catch up with each other naturally. Pray the Rosary podcast or just read the transcript and pray and then talk.
Yeah, I think the nature of the podcast is that we're not just giving a meditation, but giving someone to pray with. But you kind of want to take that farther and pray with the podcast with other people, because the content is very good and we like talking about it, but we can't talk with everyone about it all the time. So you gotta find someone that you can talk about this content with, because it's like the most effective way to take notes for a class is to explain it to someone else.
Yeah.
That's how you really capture information, when you can explain it yourself. And it's similar with content. Being able to actually converse about it later is a huge step in being able to actually understand, comprehend, to keep that information, and almost teach yourself how to reflect on it.
Yeah, very good point. What I love in our conversations is that we take the content, which is, let's call it theological reality, and I grasp a certain part of it.
Mm.
But then when I talk with you, you grasp other aspects.
Yeah.
So then when I listen to you, now I get a greater grasp of the whole of reality, and that's delightful.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's delightful to grasp reality. It's delightful to experience reality, but on my own, I only get a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But when I listen to you, now I get to share in more.
And not only does it help us understand the content, but it allows us to get to know the people we love better, because those are questions we would never ask them. I would never just sit down and be like, what are your deep feelings about virtue and what that means and the structure of theology? But this, it gives us that leeway.
Exactly.
Maybe I should sit down and ask you those questions.
But now that you brought it up, I'm wondering, so what are your deep feelings about virtue?
I'm kind of against it. It's just not punk enough for me.
What are your deep feelings about virtue? What were you thinking about as we launched into this first session on virtue?
Is this a serious question? Because I had big, long thoughts. That's a serious question.
Yeah. I want to hear.
Let me think of how I group this, because I think it's been a while since I've had such a structured path of reflection on this. Because the analogy of music means so much to me, but also goes so far. Recently I saw someone, this will seem unrelated at first, it was someone's interpretation of the creation of Adam, talking about how the two fingers, God's and Adam's, are almost about to touch, but they don't. And God's is fully extended, and Adam's is slightly pulled back. Like, he's not fully reaching out towards God. God is always right there, but he is sort of pulling back in a way. And they had a very beautiful interpretation, saying this is very much God is always right there, fully extended, reaching towards us. And it's just a matter of whether or not we reach out. And I thought that was beautiful. This makes so much sense. And the comment I saw right under that was someone saying, oh, no, my interpretation of this was organized religion. It's always out of touch. It never understands people. It's all manipulative. Like, it just means it's out of touch. And I was like, oh, instantaneously, I felt this deep, like, turn in my stomach of people's understanding of organized religion.
Yeah.
And this concept of music is so deeply tied to that, because people feel the same way when they're learning about music.
Yes.
About how arbitrary everything is and how frustrating and restrictive everything is. But it's not just
accurately describing how music innately is, because there are frequencies, it's very mathematic, the notes aren't arbitrary even. But beyond that, having music theory is what allows us to connect with others. So this is an issue I've always had with me as an artist, because I walk into a room and I'm not that familiar with notes. As far as like being a guitarist, I think in numbers, I think in fifth fret, I don't think A, although I should. So it makes it very hard to walk into a room with other musicians and sit down and say, I want to play this song in this key with this key change, and I want this tempo, because I haven't studied that much music theory, because it's not helpful to me as an independent artist, but it's very necessary for collaboration. And I got to experience that the other night as we're practicing for the event, which for us is in the future, but by the time this podcast is released, will be in the past, this orchestral adoration event.
You just let the cat out of the bag that now people realize
we record this ahead.
We are out of time. We are beyond time. We're already in the eternal.
I wish. But as I got to attend the practice for that small orchestra, and watching the relationship between very well-trained musicians and a conductor, where they could use these terms that are so out of my depth for all the different names for tempo and the notation itself, and their understanding allowed them to flow so freely and to work so well together to make something so beautiful, even though their understanding of music theory is so far beyond what I've ever pushed myself to, because I do it on my own. But it's the same with organized religion. They think, many people on the outside would say, that everything is arbitrary and
imposed.
I like to, in this sense, negatively quote 12 Angry Men and say, you think you were born with a monopoly on the truth? But that's how people see it. Like, yeah. Oh, who are you to tell me how I should pray?
Yeah.
Or who God is? Yeah. Who are you to tell me all these things about my life and existence itself? But it's not about, I'm more right than you are. It's, if we have that structure, we can worship together.
Yeah.
It creates unity. It's for the people. It's by the people. But they see it as imposed upon the people to destroy community in that sense. But it's integral to community in the same way that music theory is integral to collaboration in art.
Absolutely. And it applies to every area. It applies to every area of life. If you want to excel and if you want to play with others, then you got to acquire the skills.
Yeah. Which is a long way to say I agree with the meditation.
Well, I will say this, that too often we put the emphasis on what we should not do. Too often we put the emphasis on avoiding sin.
Yeah.
But the purpose of life is not to avoid sin. The purpose of life is to live excellently.
Mm-hmm.
And the virtues are the ways we live, the positive way we live excellently.
Yeah. I think the right way to say it would be that virtue has always been correct, but how we teach it has,
we just
people might
taught,
be right that we're teaching
we
it in the wrong
taught.
Way.
We just haven't taught virtue.
That's true.
Period.
Yeah. But when people have this, when they flinch back and say, oh, it's all about what you can't do, they're right about how they've been taught it.
Yeah.
Their understanding, their relationship to it. And it's similar to, in music, I think it's always sad when people just start with theory with little kids because they don't care. But you have to give them something that they really love.
Yeah.
Start teaching them a song.
Yeah.
Before you tell them what the notes are. And then you say, oh, see, that note here is E. And that will be helpful to know later, but you're only going to care because it's in the song that you already like.
Well, this is why I love the saints. Like, I just finished reading a book on Mother Cabrini, and now I just finished another one on St. Charles de Foucauld. And I see in them such fantastic qualities that I want to emulate.
Mm-hmm. We have to teach kids and ourselves to love virtue.
Yeah.
Because it is the greatest, like,
Well, then we need to watch the Saints.
Yeah.
Because I think there are like 800 rules to baseball. You don't give a kid a rule book. Mm-hmm. You take them to a game.
Yeah.
They fall in love with the game.
Mm-hmm.
So let's fall in love with the Saints. And then we'll want to become virtuous.
Yeah.
And thanks for the great conversation.
I'm still trying to figure out what I even just said, but I thought that was fantastic. It was a great meditation.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.